As we take off from Douglas Island, the green rainforest that engulfs downtown Juneau quickly turns to white, and the cruise ships in the Gastineau Channel fall out of view. Soon, we're in Juneau's ice field. Home to over 1,000 glaciers, it stretches across 15,000 square miles of mountain terrain between Juneau and British Columbia. Looking down, all you can see is the blue of glaciers weaving through the dark mountains and white patches of snow. But there's something else out there, too. As the helicopter moves closer, it looks like there's a bunch of ants in the snow. Closer still, and the ants kind of look fluffy. But then you hear it. It's the Norris Glacier Dog Sledding Camp. Each year from late April through mid-August, nearly 200 dogs from all over the U.S. live on the glacier. It's located 3,000 feet above sea level. The camp has existed for more than 20 years, and everything there is flown up and down by helicopter, including the dogs.
For Alaska, it's kind of what the cowboy is for the American West, is mushing. The difference is we still are doing this.
That's Josie Teer. She's the camp's manager, a professional musher, and owns 27 of the dogs at the camp. For most of the year, she's based in Fairbanks. Last year, she finished her first ever Iditarod, the iconic 1,000-mile trek from Anchorage to Nome. Now her team is training for her second.
These dogs are athletes, and so we want to keep them moving. And so having them moving and the shape that they're in after coming off the glacier, I think makes a big difference in how they perform in the wintertime.
Right now, she's building her team and figuring out which pups have what it takes to go the distance. They test this by training. Josie's husband, J.J. Shelley, selects 10 dogs, with names like FIFA and Seabiscuit, and hooks their harnesses up to a multi-person sled. As they get lined up, some dogs are borderline screaming in anticipation, while others are jumping up and down.
Ready? All right.
Riding down the trail, J.J. says training in cold places like the ice field is crucial to keeping dogs in shape during the hot summer months. He says it also serves as a way for mushers to maintain a steady income during the summer via the tours they give to people who visit the camp. In recent years, mushing has become more and more expensive.
People do ask us, Phil, the big question of, you know, if these guys are running over 100 miles a day, what are they eating? The answer is my wallet. They eat about $30,000 worth of food every year.
Even in April of this year, race organizers for the Iditarod said financial woes like growing inflation, loss of sponsors, and declining revenue could threaten the race's future. That's why JJ says more and more mushers are turning to tourism.
The mushing community in general is very reliant on tourism for, that's how we make our money. So we do tours here in the summer from late April to late August, and then we go do tours in Fairbanks when people come and visit there. So we rely on it for dog food, money, and all that stuff, and race entry fees and everything. I mean, this is how we make our living.
According to websites online, dog mushing tours on the ice field run between $600 and $700 per person. But for people like Cindy Spencer, it was worth every penny. She traveled to Alaska from Colorado to celebrate her 60th birthday.
Well, it was actually on my list to go to Alaska. That was on my live list. And so I asked my girlfriends if they would be up for it, and they're like, heck yeah. And we kind of chose things that we all wanted to do, and dog sledding was one of them.
On a typical day during the heart of tourism season, about 150 people are flown up to take a tour and visit the camp. Jack White is the tour manager for North Star Helicopters, the company that flies people up to the camp.
You know, we rely on the cruise ships for 90% of our business, so they're a huge part of it.
He says many of the people who do the trip call it an experience they'll never forget. It's also a way to get people out of downtown Juneau during the congested summer months. But for the dogs, it's just another day in the office. Their office just happens to be up in the mountains on a giant hunk of ice. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.